This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. This week, Leroy talks about prayer. And today, he shares some practical tips on how to keep group prayer meetings alive and effective. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Can you remember the first time you attended a group prayer meeting where people actually prayed out loud? I can. I was so preoccupied with what I was going to pray that when it was my turn, I missed the joy of seeking the Lord with my fellow prayer partners. We are all told that the apostles joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Yes, it is wonderful to join with other believers in prayer. But often, our prayer meetings are nearer boredom than blessing. Now let's be practical. What are some pointers for making group prayer sessions more honoring to the Lord? One thing is obvious. Pray loud enough for others to hear. If you bury your face in your hands and mumble softly up your sleeve, it frustrates the others who have come to pray with you. Secondly, don't spend half the time discussing what to pray about. Yes, it's helpful to list some specific requests, but don't take most of the time doing it. If you have come together to pray, then pray. Next, pray about common needs. It's okay to ask prayer for your third cousin who lives over in Kokomo, but as a general rule, people get their hearts into those petitions that affect them as well. Some missionary the entire church supports, a sickness suffered by a Sunday school class member, and so on. The next don't is very important. Don't hang your dirty linen out for all to see. If you have offended or wronged some other individual, there is no point in bringing it up to the whole group. Jesus taught that you should go to the individual and get it right with that person. He said, first, before you do anything else, even before worship, go straighten out the problem with the other person. Finally, don't worry, like I did, about what you're going to pray about when it's your turn. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Follow His prompting. Then you are freed up to listen and agree with what others are saying to the Lord. Your prayer is to God, not a little speech you're giving to the rest of the group. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you to begin this valuable spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish and maintain a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.